This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, August 23rd. God's word to you today is embrace Him. Our scripture reading is taken from Job 23, verses 13 to 14, and it says, "But once He has made His decision, who can change His mind? Whatever He wants to do, He does. So He will do to me whatever He has planned. He controls my destiny." The first thing we learn from Matthew 26, verses 36 to 46, please read, on how Jesus dealt with pain and translated it to glory is, you have to embrace pain. Pain is your friend. Say it aloud. Pain is my friend. I know some people will struggle with this because they do not want to confess anything negative. But that is a problem. That is the wrong doctrine many people have been indoctrinated with. Pain is your friend. The truth is, nothing promotes you faster than pain. Does that not make pain your friend? No matter how much your parents love you, they can never promote you like pain. Yet you love your parents more than pain. Is that fair? Matthew 26 verse 46 says, "Up, let's be going. Look, my betrayer is here." Jesus did not say, "Up, let's escape. You go to Galilee, you go to Samaria, and let's go to Nigeria. They will not find us there." Jesus said, "Let's be going. Let's embrace. Let's face it." John 18 verse 4 says, Jesus fully realized all that was going to happen to him. So he stepped forward to meet them. "Who are you looking for?" he asked. The Bible says Jesus fully realized, meaning Jesus was not deluded, but still Jesus stepped forward and embraced the situation. Embrace it. Jesus said to them, "Who are you looking for?" They said, "Jesus of Nazareth." He said, "I am he." They all fell down. But that did not give them some common sense. They came back again. And Jesus asked them, "Who are you looking for?" They said, "We're looking for Jesus." He said, "I am he." And they all fell down again. Jesus says, "No one takes my life. I lay it down by myself. I have the power to lay it down, and I have the power to take it up. The reason I'm going to lay down my life is not because of me, but because of you. If I do not lay it down, you cannot have life. So I'm laying it down so that I can pick it up and you can have life." This is so profound. And also, it's paraphrased. When we see pain, the necessary ones, that is, for what pain is, we stop being afraid of it. However, it is a necessary path you have to take because you cannot be promoted until you are tested. Embrace your life. Embrace your test. John 18 verse 11 from the Voice translation says, Jesus to Peter, "Put down your sword and return it to its sheath. Am I to turn away from the cup the Father has given me to drink?" There is a path that God has set before you. Turning away from it is postponing the greatness of your life. The earlier you embrace your path, the earlier your glory begins and bursts forth. Let us pray. Father, please help me embrace the path you have laid out for me so that I will experience the glory thereof. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services, God bless you.